Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Welcome, everybody, to Saturday AM Live, and I hope you have pen and paper in front of you and are ready to take some great notes, because I know that I'm ready to learn a lot from our two guests this morning. We have with us Arlene Cook and Melissa. Ooh, I'm going to take a stab in it. It's Benke, correct?
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, because I looked at that again and again this week and thought, I never asked her how to properly pronounce her name. So the Cook is pretty, that's an easy one. But Benke,
before I got married, it was Brosky, so that was just, so nobody asked me how to pronounce Cook anymore.
Oh, way too funny. Well, ladies, first of all, thank you for being with us today. And it's an absolute privilege. And before we get into talking about the 21 Club and what you did to maneuver that, pull it off in such a short amount of time, right out of the gate when it was revitalized, but Arlene, why don't you go first? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why Nikan, and then we'll volley it right to Melissa.
Well, back in 2001, my husband was suffering from a bad back, just arthritis, put up with the pain during the day, but at night he couldn't sleep. So we were looking for something to help his back, and a friend from church introduced it to us, and I was a drug and alcohol counselor, loved my job, was not looking for anything to, you know, a change at all, and went to a preview, and I was fortunate enough that my first preview, the guy that was introduced it to us, Doug, I kept kind of putting him off because I didn't realize how important it was. Then he says, well, listen, I've got this gal coming down from Washington State. You can at least come over to our friend's house and listen to her. And it was Pat Terry. So I was fortunate enough that she was my first presentation, and we got excited. And I wanted to try some products. First purchase was very small, but my upline said, would you like to say wholesale or retail? So I signed up purely to get the products at wholesale. Anyway, his back improved, started sleeping through the night. My dog at 7 started to perk up. My son, who plays basketball, jumped higher wearing the insoles. Had just graduated from high school, and I was in trouble because I didn't find him a year or two sooner. And I got excited and started to talk to a few people, and my upline was building a business. And he said, well, you know a lot of people. Bring a few people over to your house. Let me present to them. So I started fiddling at it, and I fiddled at it for about 5 or 6 years. And then I got excited and said, I want to do this full-time. And I actually quit my job and shifted over to full-time Nikan. But I don't really work full-time because I do a lot of playing. I do work. I never feel like I'm working. So that's my story.
And I'm guessing that your husband did receive wonderful results with the...
Oh, yeah. He's doing great. Sleeps through the night. Still active. In fact, we're getting ready to go coach a soccer game here when this call's over. He's coaching little girls soccer and having a ball. And, you know, he's doing well. And I was the one that thought, well, this stuff isn't for me because I don't hear it anywhere. But I feel like I found the fountain he is. I feel just as good, if not better, than I did, you know, 13 years ago. So.
And, you know, anybody who's ever been on the line before knows that I always say this, that there's two questions that a guy is never supposed to ask a gal. One is weight, and then the other one is age.
Well, I'm happy with both of those.
well, then that's the case. Give us those numbers.
No, I turned 62 back in June, and I'm still playing softball. Don't even get sore after the first softball practice of the season like I used to. And I'm by far the oldest one on the team and in better shape than any of them. So I tell people all the time how old I am because nobody thinks how old. I was at the gym the other day with one of my buddies from a cycling circuit class, and we started talking about age. I said, we're going someplace. I said, I got the senior's discount. She goes, what? And I said, yeah, I'm 62. She goes, no. So, and because of body balance, I'm down to about 130. I never had a weight problem, but I've lost a few pounds and feel pretty good about how much I weigh too. So.
Wow.
So you're not in trouble.
Well, the wonderful thing about what you just said is that a lot of people go into the 60, that time frame in their life, and start dreading things. They start slowing down. And I think we teach exactly the opposite. As newer solutions are unveiled and Nikan continually takes a step up to what you've been enjoying for the last, dozen years, it just continues to get better because
they've figured out how to integrate all these different components so we have the best in sleep, water, air, and nutrition. And you're exactly the picture of that. So, Melissa, how did you venture into this world of Neekin, and how did you connect with Arlene?
Well, I just want to say I'm so thankful. I'm really blessed. I did connect with Arlene for sure. My background was in show business. I was a professional actor, singer, dancer, and we did Broadway shows around the world. So I did get to travel a lot. However, it pretty much took a toll on my back and the rest of my body. So for many years, and this is on every continent we lived on, I was always searching for pain relief. You know, different kind of doctors, alternatives, modalities. I searched everywhere. I couldn't find the relief I needed for my discomfort. Married a military man, moved to Panama City, and we have a new home. I was looking for the perfect water filtration system. So I found Arlene's card, gave her a call, went over to her house. She was so gracious. She told me about the water. She showed me a few other products, and I said, wait, go back to magnetic. What was that? I have the worst back pain in the world, and I've searched everywhere for results. Can you tell me more about that? So that's what really got me hooked.
And that was how long ago?
Oh, gosh, this was about 4 months ago, I believe.
Okay, so fairly recently. Mm-hmm. And so you got to enjoy the benefits of the MagFlex and the sleep system, I'm guessing.
Definitely. The water MagFlex, of course, the great necklace, the bracelet. Everything, the Power Mag, Mag Boys, all that stuff. And it's given me so much relief, you know. And, of course, it makes me want to share it with everybody. So it's been the only thing, really, I can say around the world that's helped me. And the next step, of course, is surgery, and there's no way I'm going there.
And why? Because a lot of people go that direction thinking that's going to do the trick. Why are you so opposed to surgery?
I know, you're right. And this is rooted very deep for me because I watched my mother go through surgery and it really kind of wiped her out. Her quality of life went to nearly nothing. My dad and I were her full-time caregivers and, excuse me, it's just not anything I would wish on anybody because surgery is never a guarantee. So, you know, I have been, my friends call me like a wellness natural healing freak for years. So I think I found my niche. I don't believe in surgery. I mean, sometimes it helps and it's needed, but not for me, not personally.
Okay. And what was the turnaround time? You said you're dealing with a major back injury. What was the turnaround time for you?
Yeah, I've got herniated disc, L4 and 5, bulging disc. I've got degenerative disease in my spine. Not good news, but... So it's not going to be an overnight fix with me, but I will say, gosh, in these 4 months, I've been completely turned around. With the sleep system, I can roll out of bed in the morning, and it doesn't take me 15 minutes to warm up and get out of pain. And my husband has noticed. I used to have allergies before I started taking the Jade Green Fun, and I would sneeze, and I'd be in so much pain, I would cry.
Sure, sure.
My poor husband, after a few months of being with the involved with Neekin, we were on the phone and I sneezed. And he said, wait a minute, you sneezed, you didn't have pain. And I didn't even notice. You know, I just went on with my conversation. He's like, you're out of pain, aren't you? I said, I sure am. So it's just things like that. I'm a lot less achy. I can do things that I didn't used to be able to do. You know, I felt like I wasn't able to participate in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go out and do exercise with my friends, ride bikes, ride horses, dance. I couldn't dance anymore, and that was my livelihood. So I'm slowly but surely building back.
Okay. And again, I want to stress the point. That's why I asked the question. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, if you're dealing with something like a herniated disc, you know.
Right.
Two discs are majorly messed up in your back. I mean, in the structure that holds the body up, it may not happen overnight. And surgery is the same thing. And I'm not discounting because there is a place or surgery. Doctors have a place. However, we especially in our culture, we've always running to drugs and surgery, and I meet people that they're not open, as you said, you know, always open to the natural ways to get the body to work the way it should, and that's why sometimes it takes time, especially because you spent, I'm gonna guess, a few years destroying your body, for lack of a better, you know, phrase.
About 3 decades plus 2 car wrecks. I was hit by drunk drivers, and I'm a little envious of my husband. He gets a back pain, and he puts he puts the MagFlex on, and he's really relieved of pain, and I just, it's not fair. Because it's taken me a while, but, you know, every day it gets better and better.
Okay. Well, hey, let's thank you, both of you, for sharing your background, because I think that lends the credibility to Arlene. You're talking a dozen years plus with Nikan, and Melissa, pretty much brand new, less than a year. And Nikan, a few months ago, decided to overhaul, like they do with a lot of different things, to change as our culture changes, and the 21 Club and the Paragon Award. We don't need to talk about what they used to be, but let's talk about what they are now, and what, I think the big thing that I'm curious, and I think our listeners are, is you two were one of the first, if not the first, to successfully achieve it. And the bottom line, really, the reason why we call it a 21 Club, is 21 presentations in the course of 30 days. And as a result of that, generating $6,000 personal group volume, which in turn creates a new executive, and then some, and then literally, if someone's doing this as you or Melissa right out of the gate, basically launching your business, and then also have the opportunity to relaunch, for you, Arlene, an already established distributorship with Nikan. So, first of all, what caused you ladies to be crazy enough to take on this challenge, this incentive?
Let me address this first, okay? And, you know, going back to, you know, Melissa's talking about getting involved because it helped you back so much, but she's an entrepreneur, so I've learned over the years, so I used to lead just with products, and I've learned you've got to give everybody the big picture. And so the first day she was there, you know, I said, there's a way to make money at this, and she got really interested in that. And Melissa and I were together yesterday doing some presentations, and she got her first big paycheck from Nikan after the 21 Club. And remember what you said, Melissa, about not being able to contribute and feeling bad?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, I think that's a real good part of the story, so. Say what you had told me about not being able to contribute.
Well, you know, my whole life I've worked throughout my career, and then my back got so bad I was offered work and various jobs that I couldn't take because of my condition and the pain. And like I said, my husband Air Force, and I've been looking really for a job that would help me, you know, bring an income in and contribute to the family. Also, you know, he recently got furloughed. So I was real grateful to have Nikan and Arlene helping me to, you know, get back to the family and replace what had been lost, so to speak. So it was real great.
So, but in terms of the 21 Club, Melissa, you know, pretty much early on says, I want to do the business, but she, like so many new consultants, was starting slow. Go on an appointment, and that was really went well, and then a week later we'd go on another appointment, and it just so happened, and it was very, very good timing. We had just had a new consultant, July 4th or 3rd or somewhere around there, purchase a complete wellness home. And I said, listen, you know, we got the 21 Club, let's really ramp up your business, and she wanted to, and I think so many people just start slow for whatever reason, and so I explained to her what it was, and she said, yeah, let's do it. So right then and there, I mean, we have a little bit of boost with the volume, which I think is a great time to start at a 21 Club. If you ever have someone come in with a pretty good size order, then definitely make it a 21 Club to have the boost with the volume. But she really stepped it up, and we were in front of so many people and had so much fun. But when there's a time limit on it, you get that all out massive action, you get that sense of urgency that really gets the momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
And
you,
so, I mean, so it's just perfect timing.
So the two of you met with 21 individual people.
Actually, more than that.
So you, so basically, Melissa, you're setting up and scheduling all the different appointments, and then not in a figuratively sense, but literally dragging your sponsor Arlene with you and saying, "Hey, this is how our system works." And did anybody feel intimidated that you were ganging up on them? I mean, two of you onto, you know.
You know, I don't think anyone ever got that feeling from us. Arlene was just so positive and knowledgeable, and I did get a lot of comments from my friends who, you know, were guests and listened to Arlene and myself. They said she just really knows her business. We felt comfortable. And so, yeah, I don't think they ever felt beaten up on.
What did you tell them? I mean, did you tell them that I'm starting with this thing called NICAN, and there's a contest? Did you even mention the 21 Club? What did you tell the people? We put them in the category of the C. You got the A is Arlene, the B is Melissa, and then the C is your contacts. What did you tell them when you scheduled these?
Right. It depends on my relationship with the people, how well I know them. You know, if they're good friends, I'll say, oh, yeah, this is a fabulous new program, 21 Club, and explain to me to speak to this many people and present the business and the benefits. And, you know, it really helped me out. So if I knew them well, I could say, you know, please help me out, come over. Of course, people are always willing to help their friends. And the other people, I just talk to them and listen to their story. And usually people, you spend any amount of time with the people, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, well, I've got this problem with my back, or I can't sleep. Well, you know, I'd really like to, I'm looking for a new business. So it depends on where they lead me. And then if I see, you know, a way to get my foot in the door, so to speak, I would just present it to them and say, well, I found a really great company, and this is what it's done for me.
Okay.
And I'd just like you to take a look at it.
So right up front, you shared your story.
I did, yes.
Okay. I want to drive a point home, because I think so often we forget that our story, we were talking about this last night at our Bible study, and the power of a testimony, the power of us sharing our story. Do people really know that we have one-on-one relationships? And it's not us being the ones doing all the talking, but at least present to them so they know. And then that way, if they are in fact looking for something or a solution, physically, financially, then that they know. Now, Arlene, what, you coming in as the A, again, as the presenter, what did you use for your format? And did you guys have a set ideal time, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? Give us some of the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, first of all, Melissa has an uncanny knack for meeting people and becoming very close to them very quickly. And I don't think I've ever worked with anybody that's had the higher percentage of people showing up that said they were coming. You know, you always say you invite so many and, you know, a fraction of them show up. Well, with Melissa, everybody she invited pretty much showed up. So we did some group in-homes. We did some individual appointments. We did some coffee house. The time varied. Sometimes it would be 2 hours with folks because we're social. And, you know, we now try to do it, you know, quickly and get to the point. But we'd socialize and have fun. And so it was a variety of settings. One of the things for new people starting out is Melissa had this thing early on. I think this is one of the reasons she started slow. She said, well, I don't feel like I know enough. I don't feel like I know enough. And, you know, I wanted to learn more. And she was doing, you know, watching videos and really educating herself. I said, you know, do that at night and, you know, after 9 o'clock and you can't get in front of people. But, you know, I think the 21 Club and working together made, finally she got it. I don't need to know anything. I said, you don't need to know anything. You know, if I can't, you know, give them the information, we'll call somebody else who can. And the value of leveraging it in a three-way. So she did a very, very good job of then, you know, pulling me in and introducing me and, you know, being the expert. And she learned a lot in the outcome of it, but at the same time, she realized that she didn't have to know anything. Right, Melissa?
That's right. I just couldn't have done it without Arlene and our fabulous upline. So if anybody out there feels the way I did, just take take advantage in a good way of your upline and their wisdom and experience. It's just, you know, the greatest thing we have. It's really wonderful.
So, Melissa, you, as Arlene just said and reminded us all, that we don't need to know everything. So, Arlene, did you fall into that category of the inferno of knowledge? I mean, you had it all laid out that nothing is
yes.
right.
Well, you know, not always. Many times we tried, not everybody was receptive, but we tried to leverage Pat. I used to be known as a three-way queen because when I first started, I was calling Pat about everything, getting everybody on the phone. But it's good to let people know that even the people that you're in front of may not know everything, but there's a way to get an answer. And we usually, you know, asked them what presentation we did. We usually use the vital presentation. You know, the basic vital, going through the essential things that we need and, you know, how they're so contaminated and pool deficiencies and then how people need to know this and, you know, and, we, you know, talk about the busy business heavier with some people than others, depending on what they were interested in, where their need was.
Okay. So when you talk about the vital presentation, you're just really focusing in on the fact that sleep, water, air, nutrition, And it's been adapted to a lot of different things, but I know that Louise Casaga, and being the marketing director for the Spanish-speaking countries, was really a couple few years ago the one that brought that to light. And I know Mac and Pat actually came down from Tacoma to Portland when he was here, and that was our first introduction to things that are vital, that, you know, if we don't have sleep, is that a vital component? So basically you're helping educate folks, these contacts of Melissa's, that, hey, these are the vital things, and if they're out of whack or if they're not the way they should be, Nikan has some solutions. I want to talk about, you said something that starting with taking advantage of a large order, and that when a new person comes on board, they may not even realize that, oh my goodness, there's this 21 Club thing to do. Do I really want to do it for a business? You talked about slow going, which is always seems to be a, I don't want to use the word excuse, but it seems to be a reason or a justification for, well, let me just take some time and see if these things are really going to do what I'm hoping they're going to do for me before I start telling other people. Which large order did you guys take advantage of? Was this Melissa's or somebody else that you'd introduced?
No, I mean, when Melissa finally started putting me in front of her people, the first moment we went on, the girl had just broken her ankle, and I had also broken my ankle and got out of the cast in 5 weeks instead of eight. And so we went over and presented to her, and she bought the day pack. And then the second appointment we went on was actually a physician's assistant who suffers from extremely bad migraines but is very much into natural healing. And, you know, right away she says, I need it all. I know I need it all. And so she was really, really easy. And now she was going to get it right away and then ended up waiting almost a month before she actually did come through because she kept, you know, I need it all. And then I think some other people in her family might have gone, no, do you really want to do this? And for some reason she was bouncing back and forth, but then she finally says, okay, I know I need it all. So, I mean, she got it when we presented about how important the environment is and, you know, she got it. So it was her purchase. So the first two appointments that Melissa and I went on, you know, was the first the day pack, and then 3 or 4 weeks later it was a complete wellness home, and it's like, hey, this is pretty easy. So it was their order that jumped us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and at that point you said, hey, let's go ahead and do this. And so again, targeting 6,000 in personal group volume, which again is not necessarily well, it's definitely going to be more than $6,000 worth, but it's 6,000 points is what we're targeting. And what was the final number that you guys attained as a result?
8-something. 8-2, I think it was.
So you had an extra 2 to spare. And you mentioned earlier that, let's say you just received your commission check as a result of the 21 Club. What was the dollar amount?
Well, you know, the 21 Club, we get that wonderful $250 check for achieving that. And then I think my first Nikan check was about $460, if I remember correctly, something.
So your first Nikan check was $2.88.
It was. And I used that as a fabulous credit for more purchases.
$2.88.
And I said, honey, you know, we're taking a cruise.
So that was your first run, and then this last run was how much again?
I think 460, if I remember correctly.
460, okay. Okay. And one of the things, and, you, and that included the $250 bonus.
No, that was on top of that.
Oh,
$250 plus the four, so.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the $250 is not included. So you're talking, and I'm trying to do the math, and it's, sorry, it's early in the morning on the West Coast.
It's over $700.
Yeah, $710. A nice little return on your investment. And there's just so many different ways to play with these numbers. But what did that do, Melissa, for you, seeing that as far as, and I don't want to spoil our guest that's going to be with us 2 weeks from now, but he said something to me the other day when we were on the phone, and he said, you know, Vance, I realized this is exactly what you ladies have shared, that you can move a lot of product. You can introduce a lot of people to the wellness home concept, but until you start duplicating yourself and others, it's simply going to be one-time sales. Melissa, you obviously registered a few people in the process of this. You've started to establish a team.
Right.
Where are some of those teammates now? What, any of them looking at doing it as a business or what?
You know, we do have some business builders. One lady in particular, she is a pharmacist, actually, and she's just big-hearted and cares about people, and she's into wellness. So we're really excited. She qualified for the National Leadership Convention in Vegas, and she's really looking forward to that. I think we have three seniors now, don't we, Arlene?
Yes.
So we're working on building the team, and I think she's going to be real successful as well. But, you know, we met a gentleman yesterday who seems to be really interested in the business as well. So she's right, you know, you just need to present that to people because you never know. They might be looking to build a business with me again.
The kind of cute thing, let me interject, is we met this one lady that Melissa didn't actually know very well, but, you know, she's invited her to lunch. We did a lot of lunch, but the joke was, yeah, I worked real hard today, honey, you know, when your spouse doesn't get home. Well, we started out at Starbucks, and we had lunch, and then we went for coffee, you know. Melissa and I like to eat, but we met this one really vivacious, great lady, and she says, I don't want to do it. We met for lunch, and we had her over to Melissa's house to actually see products, because at lunch we gave her the big picture. And she says, well, I'm not interested in the business. I'm too busy. So she came over to the house. She said, well, I want some products. So she bought some products. She says, I don't want to do the business, but I said, well, you can just be a connector. She said, okay, I can do that. So she signed up. And the next day, the next week we were going to go for lunch, and we didn't know it, but it went from like three of us to about seven of us. She invited her husband, and she invited all her other friends, or not all, but a lot of her other friends. And we ended up doing a presentation at lunch. And out of that, you know, she was real close to senior. She was a couple hundred dollars away from senior. We're getting ready to get into the month. And then one of the folks that was at lunch was kind of lukewarm about it. We called her and she said, yeah, I really want that water system. So she got the water system that got this person who doesn't want to do the business, the senior. And so we met with her last week again at lunch and, you know, said, listen, you're senior, you're making money. And she says to her other friend, she says, don't you guys want your sleep systems now? And, you know, and she keeps saying, I'm too busy. And she says, I know myself, if I start something, I won't finish it. But I gave her the direct deposit form because I said, you're going to start making money now. And she says, and I said, I know you're too busy and you don't want to do the business. She says, for now. So, you know, who knows where, and I said, you don't have to do the business. Just keep, she says, yeah, I got some more friends I want to introduce you to.
Okay, so that answers the question of duplicating it one step further. So, Melissa, are you prepared, or has she thought about doing the 21 Club as well?
Oh, this girl doesn't want to work at the business?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, hopefully soon. Yeah, we'll have to take her to lunch again.
You know, we actually haven't even approached her with that because she's so adamant about not doing the business. But the other girl, the pharmacist that is also into, you know, nutrition and compounding and all that sort of thing, she is in the process of the 21 Club. And she is, you know, she's definitely said, I want to do this. And she's integrating, we're going to be integrating this to the pharmacy, and you know, she's got a lot of great ideas. So, but the one that's not really wanting to do the business is just giving us referrals. We probably need to go back to her and say, hey, there's an extra bonus here, and why don't we do this?
Sure. Well, I think I'm sure you realize this, but for the rest of us, we're not even keying on the fact of, you know, Melissa's got, you know, targeting that 6,000 points. Pharmacist comes on board and let's say, you know, buys a vital day pack and maybe a sleep system or whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, Melissa, you're counting that volume as part of your 6,000 points, but there's nothing to stop the pharmacist from counting that point as their own. I mean, kind of could double dip in a sense if that snowballs and continued on from there. Because again, I think we need to remind ourselves that you have a full 30 days to really have some fun and make this work. And it's not a calendar month, it's 30 days. Am I correct in the details of this?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And just as a reminder, folks, that all the details for this, the easiest way that I found, instead of going to the library, in the information center on NECN's website, once you're logged in, if you go and click on the news section, that's where all of the new things are, and it's the fifth one down. There's two columns, and on the left side, the fifth one down, look for the big dollar sign, big gold dollar sign, and it says 21 Club and Paragon Awards. And I don't want to spend a bunch of time, but this really does segue for Melissa in the process of advancing to silver. You could pull this off if you really had all your ducks in a row and pull off the Paragon Award as well.
I mean, I would love to do that.
It's possible. And that, and the bonus kicker for that is an extra $1,000 rather than $250. But that's basically going silver and then in a period of 3 months advancing to gold. So that's we'll save that for a later conversation. I want to finish off with this if we can. Was it that difficult to do this?
It was. I'll let you go first. To me, it was just fun. Because Melissa and I never felt like we were working. At least I didn't. Did you, Melissa?
No, it was really a good time and very educational, informational for me just to watch Arlene work and kind of soak it up like a sponge and then, you know, try to duplicate that. So you do need to allot some time and be flexible. You know, think about presentations morning to evening, you know, try to work people in with their schedule, your schedule. Everyone's busy with jobs, families. I was moving into a new house at the time for my husband, and it's all busy, but you really have to just make time for it. And Arlene, you know, it just registers with me. She keeps saying momentum is important. Get the momentum going and stay on it. And that's going to, you know, keep you focused on a goal. That helps a lot.
Well, I think, in Arlene, before you add into that, I think the biggest thing that maybe we don't realize that you had said earlier that Melissa is entrepreneurial, and that if we're going to, I think the way that Andy Andrews says it best in his book, The Traveler's Gift, that successful people make decisions quickly and change their mind slowly, whereas failures make decisions slowly and then change their mind quickly. If we're going to be entrepreneurial and do something that's going to change our future, we're going to need to make those decisions and say, hey, I'm going to go for this. And Melissa, you nailed the right on the head when you just said that, you know, we're all busy. Everybody, there are some people that are not busy. The homeless person who's got a sign, you know, saying anything will help, they got all the time in the world. They're not busy at all. But the majority of us, we have active lives, and I think those are the type of people we really are targeting because they understand exactly where we're at, that we don't have a lot of time, so we want to be really focused. So for Arlene, obviously, as you said, you enjoy eating and meeting at Starbucks. This wasn't that much of a job, so to speak, for you at all.
I've never felt like meeting has been a job, never. And two things I want to add, you know, we focus a lot on the volume, and I've done a lot of 21 clubs in the past in the old form, and it's much easier now, but every 21 club is successful, even if you don't get the volume. If you set a goal that you're going to get it, you're still going to probably have a much higher volume than you would have anyway. So don't ever let, oh, I can't get 6,000, discourage you, because just get in front of 21 people, you won't get the volume this time. But you can also maybe roll it over depending on where you started. When you do get the volume, start another one. But the other thing is setting an intention. And I think Melissa and I both, to me, it reinforced, and we're both learning that when you set an intention and put it out there, I mean, orders came from places we didn't expect they were going to come. And we were getting close to the end of the month. And Melissa was really gold to the year to get silver done at the Alpo at the end of July. And she felt real sure, and it's going to be done probably by Monday morning. We got somebody waiting to call in to order a sleep system, so that will get her silver done. But it's all a matter of setting that intention, putting it out to the universe, and people come out of the woodwork.
And I, well, we'll do an early congratulations to Melissa for pulling out silver. And absolutely fantastic, and thank you for that reminder that I gotta find out who to give credit where credit is due, but it, you know, setting the intentions, writing things down, a goal that's not written down is merely just a wish. It's not really going to take place, and so thank you for that, those reminders. What would you say, and let's let this be our final thing, what would you say for people who have never done anything like this, or maybe their sponsor, their upline is long distance, would you encourage them to go for it, or just, eh?
Melissa, I'll let you answer that one first.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it's such a wonderful program, and it gets things in motion. It gives you a goal to focus on, even if you don't have upline that's near you. There's so many things you can do. You know, you've got Facebook, FaceTime. You've got all this fabulous social media to use to your advantage. So definitely go for it anyway, and just kind of always try to think of opportunities to present when you can to people. But my mind kind of never stops, but wherever you are, you know, I know you always just want to share with people and tell them about it. So whether you're far, you know, or near, use social media or three-way calling, anything like that, to take advantage of it and go for it.
And with this 21 Club, you can have a variety of A's. You can use a DVD. You can use Rick Murphy, some of his presentations, as the A. You can use different crossline as A's. I've had crossline call me up and say, will you be my A, and get on the phone with such and such. Somebody.
And I thank you for that reminder. And again, all those details are on the website, and that is so incredibly crucial to think about. Okay, wait a second. That's why I asked the question. What if I'm in, you know, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and my sponsor lives in San Diego, California? Holy smokes, there's a couple time zones in between us and a lot of mileage. How am I going to connect unless they come out physically, much like when you were introduced to Nick and Arlene, you know, Pat came down from Tacoma. But when we have the opportunity to use several people as the A's, as the presenter, and that could be something as simple as going on YouTube and typing in Rick Murphy Waterfall because you want to present people, you know, the importance of water and the difference that pH makes. And we can tap into these things. We can, you know, pick up the phone and call somebody. And it doesn't even have to be somebody above us. It could be anybody, but you're leveraging and you're getting other people to do the presentation for you. And I think there's so much vital information because we can't go into this being a lone ranger. We just can't. And so many of us think, oh, no, I think I know enough now, and I'm just as guilty of that. So, well, Arlene, Melissa, thank you so much. I mean, I'm looking back at my notes going, this is exactly what I wanted.
Thank you.
Hey,
it was our honor. Thank you so much.
And looking forward to seeing both of you in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks now, less than 2 months now, right?
Yeah.
And so thank you again. Thank you and congratulations on being one of the first. And I apologize for not finding out if you two ladies were the first in North America.
We were the first. We got it from Pat.
Okay.
We got the first.
There you go. So congratulations on that. And thank you again for sharing today. This has been really, really good. And wish you guys the best as you continue. And again, Melissa, congratulations. Early congratulations on silver. And keep going.
Thanks, Vance. It was fun.
Oh, this has been fun.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, same time and number, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.